Yeah. Hi. I'm back home. Did you miss me? I missed you. Why are you looking at me like that? I didn't do anything wrong. Today, I think. Maybe. No, I promise I didn't do anything wrong today. That I can remember. How's your day been? Tell me all about it. Oh, same old, same old. That's good. You didn't go outside today, right? Because I told you what would happen if you went outside today. Good, good. I know you had to learn the hard way, but hey, at least your marks are gone. What are you staring at? Oh. Baby, you should not be looking down there. I can assure you, though, nothing bad has happened. If anything, something really, really good has happened. I have a gift for you. Baby, ignore that red stuff. It's really nothing important. Besides, I have a gift for you. Think about the gift. Don't you want to know what the gift is?
Good.
So, anyway, do you remember a couple of days ago when there was this guy walking past us and you really liked his watch? Well, I tracked down the guy and he gave me his watch. Yeah, so I decided to give it to you. Aren't you happy?
Why do you look like that? Do you not like the watch? Was it somebody else?
I don't know why the watch is so dirty. That's weird. Well, I would say ignore that red stuff. Maybe if you give it back to me, I can clean it for you, and then I'll give it right back to you, I promise. Just don't ask any questions. You're starting to ask questions. Let's see. You want to know exactly what happened? Okay. So, I may or may not have remembered this person's scent, and I tracked them down. I knocked on their door, and I asked very politely if they would give me their watch. They said no, and I know how much you really like that watch, so I may or may not have fought him and won, and then took his entire hand. Yeah, that may have happened. And hypothetically, if this did happen, you wouldn't be upset with me, would you? Right?
Yeah?
Oh no, then yeah, it's not working.
Meow.
Okay, baby, fine. I can explain. I'm a yandere, and you're my boyfriend, and I want to make you happy all the time. So, I'm a little crazy, you know. You know I'm crazy. You love me, though, right? Yeah. Oh, you had me scared for a second. So, you see, I had to do what I had to do because he wouldn't comply. And it's a really bad idea not to comply with something that I ask of you. And he had to learn the hard way. It's such a shame. He had a really nice place, too. What can you do, though? These things happen. I mean, it happened just last week. Of course, you silly Billy. How do you think you got that mug? They were all sold out. I had to go back to the store after hours and double check to see if they were really out of stock, which they weren't. I mean, you call it stealing, but in my opinion, I think otherwise. They were going to sell it anyway, so I left the proper amount of money. It's not completely stealing if I'm leaving money, right? Have I done this before? I'll be honest, sometimes I kind of blank out, so I don't remember every single time I've done this. However, I can remember this one time, and it's a really, really funny story. You're gonna end up laughing. You better laugh. So, this one's a little difficult to say. I mean, even to my standards, it's a bit too silly how it happened. Anyway, you remember how you always had that one coworker that would always steal your food? Well, I got a little bit too nosy, and I found out who it was. His name was Doug, apparently. He hasn't shown up for work lately, has he? Good, good. He understands my threats. I'm so glad. Anyway, yeah, he was stealing your food. And I had a little talk with him, and I got a tiny bit physical. Long story short, he stole your food, I stole his knees, and now he can't come to work anymore. So, you're welcome. That's toxic?
Aww.
That's really mean to say. I've done nothing but good things for you. And we haven't gotten in any trouble.
Baby. That's really mean of you to say. You hurt my feelings. Apologize. Please.
Yay! You didn't mean to call me toxic, right? That was just a slip of the tongue. You would never say something so cruel to me. Because you wouldn't be able to live afterwards. I mean it. I'm really, really crazy. If you had truly meant to say that I'm toxic, I'd show you just how toxic I am. Oh, baby. I'm just joking. I would never harm you. Never, never, never. You're mine. You're all mine. I'd sooner have you in the basement for all time than to ever harm you. But the crazy part is very, very real. You know me. I can't help myself. I'm just a cute kitty cat.
Meow.
Anyway, I hope you like your gift seasoned with red stuff. Can I have treat now? Well, I've been good, and good girls get treats. Gimme treat, please. Gimme, gimme, gimme. You know what? You're right. I didn't do everything I should have yet. I've been a bad girl. I should have brought you his entire body. I'll go get it now. I'll go dig it up. I'll be back soon. I love you. Oh, you don't want his body? Then what could you want? You say the silliest things. I'm never going to get in trouble. You don't have to worry about that. Oh, I know. How about an upgrade? Let's take his home. Why? It's not like he's going to use it anymore. And it's beachfront property. I know how much you like the beach. Sounds good. Do you have a choice? Oh, baby, you always have a choice. Kind of. You don't have a choice with this one. I'm going to give you an upgrade. Take my gift, please. I beg of you. You don't want to make me cry now, do you? Accept my gift. Thank you, baby.